has been found by Sandy and David Robinson from the Manson area. The egg was found last evening sometime, and they're here in the studio this morning and to discuss what led them to the location and all of that. First of all, Sandy, let me ask you, when did you find the egg?
Yesterday, about 2:30.
2:30? My goodness, you're a little slow getting in. Okay. Well, listen, where was the egg found?
The egg was found up near the racetrack, the rodeo, across from the cemetery in a field, right across from the cemetery.
Was David the egg in disguise?
Yes.
How was it disguised?
Well, it was in a nylon and in a box that looked like mail.
Okay, and what else? What was in the box?
A tab can and a cigarette package and an unraveled tape. And a receipt for a jack.
What did it say in the box?
Well, it says old Chevy parts, 1/2 radiator caps, and a hand jack that lifts a capacity of 1.5 tons. And it said something about worn out belts that are no good.
Okay, what's that say right there?
Blackhawk.
Aha.
Oh!
Okay, well, now what we have to know is what led you people to finding the egg?
Just about everything.
Okay, well, I know that you were mentioning a little bit ago that you really thought it was someplace else. Where have you looked, by the way?
Okay, the first day we asked people, first of all, since we have not lived here very long, I asked Mr. and Mrs. Hahn, who live next door, and Mrs. Ort, where most people of Chelan think of as being east. And Mrs. Ort said east is any place on the other side of Chelan. And I said, well, I'm going from Manson to Chelan, and I'm going east. Could it be on this side of Chelan? And she said, no, it's on the other side, according to what people think. So according to the clues, I thought possibly, the first day's clues, it could be out near a garbage dump, because Mrs. Hahn next door said there used to be a chicken farm out there near the old garbage dump. And I thought of chickens and hawks. So we went out and spent about 2 hours looking through this old garbage area, because there were lots of sticks and stones. That's why I stuck to that area. But I finally gave up after about 2 hours and went home and listened to the next day's clues for some other area. But I had also had in my mind, that day also we went out to the airport, because I don't know whether it was Tuesdays or Mondays. One was about pollution, and that made me think of airport pollution. We took a trip out to the airport too, but I couldn't find any clues that connected other than the airport pollution and way out in open space. Yeah.
See, actually, that was a clue that said ecologists don't like pollution, but from my home there's no solution.
Yeah.
That's air pollution from the transmitter.
Oh, okay.
Some cigarettes in there, too.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go down some of the clues, and let's talk about them. The first day's clues were try east, at least. You've explained that. Look for the hawk.
And that's why I headed for chicken farms.
And that actually turned out to be what?
And that actually turned out to be, I guess from the clue maker, he said black hawk, which is a label on the box. But right there across from the cemetery and by the transmitter site, we saw a chicken farm, and so that's what we thought the hawk was. You possibly the clue maker saw a hawk there near the chickens or something, but that we thought was the chicken farm by the transmitter there.
Okay, clues 3 and 4 were I'm still in disguise, I've altered my size. Those didn't tell you a whole lot, did they?
Other than he's changed the disguise.
Okay. The clue number 5, I won't float away. What'd that tell you?
It wasn't near the water or in the water.
Jack be nimble.
And Jack be nimble, we weren't sure. We looked up the word Jack in the dictionary and wrote down several pages of what Jack meant, but on the box it is a hand Jack model. The label says hand Jack model.
The egg was stuffed in a box that's about 8 inches tall, about 4 inches square, that had an old hydraulic jack.
Yes.
That we had in the back room, and that's what we hid the egg in. You must have taken advantage of the written clues and got the advantage of the extra bonus clue you got by picking them up at the stores, because you did catch on to the tab. The bonus clue on the first sheet was look for my tab.
Look for my tab. We weren't quite sure.
It
That's true. David looked up tab, and on an airplane, there's a tab that has to do with something about the airplane, so we thought of that. But also, as it turned out, the tab was a sugar-free can of tab soda that was inside the box.
First time I saw it, that's what I thought it was, a tab can.
We were looking for tab cans also, maybe laying around near the site or whatever.
Okay, on day number two, the first clue was, the way I'm wrapped, you'd think I was male, but if you think that, you'll probably fail. What'd that tell you?
Well, immediately I thought of a vanilla envelope, a business envelope, or a box that it was put in.
Okay. We went through all boxes that we saw.
That's why you picked this box up?
Yeah.
Okay. Clue number two was, here's a clue for a starter. I didn't wear my garter.
Well, the egg was wrapped in a nylon, and it didn't have a garter to hold it up.
My diet makes me skinny, just soda from a tinny.
Well, it was a diet soda can, tab.
You're right. Sticks and stones could break my bones. Beware of attempted clones. That really threw you, huh?
That threw us.
Yeah, there's a sign out there that said, leased land, do not pick flowers, and we didn't see any flowers to pick, and we looked up in the dictionary, and
the
it said,
clone.
We looked up clone, and it said that a clone was something that reproduces asexually, and we were thinking of flowers.
So we thought possibly that sign had to do with the clones.
And what the clue meant was is that we'd had reports that there were some fake eggs out and around.
Oh, okay.
Okay, neither a bridge nor a crown are a part of my home. I'm across town and I'm all alone.
All alone. That sentence, our thoughts went to the garbage dump, the airport, or up by the racetrack. And we went to the racetrack the second day because of the clue, I'm headed for the races. And the box was all alone in the middle of the field under a tiny bush, which you could see from one side, but you couldn't from the other. All by itself.
You're right. That's right. Okay, clue number six on day two is, my home has become a most serious case. I'm kind of out in an open space. Just more of a telling you that it's someplace right out in the open, which
yeah.
It was. You must have taken advantage of this day number two's bonus clue, which was on the written sheets.
Yeah.
When the wind blows, I can hear a whistle, so stop and listen when you stand in the thistle. I hear you really did that.
Yeah, we were in the corner, and in the corner of the field, and my mom was searching around under all these thistle bushes. And I was standing there. I didn't really want to look because I was getting tired of it. Then all of a sudden the wind came up. And it made a big howling noise. And I said, Mom, be quiet. I hear something. And so then we heard the whistling in the thistle. So we knew that we were around the area. Because not all bushes whistle like that.
How many times, though, on the out hunting, and you spent quite a bit of time over the period of the two eggs, have you thought you were right close?
When I saw others up there in the same area, and one lady said, I think we're in the right area, that was encouraging. When we heard the whistle of the wind through the trees or the wiring, there were wires connected that kept the transmitter from falling. When we heard the chickens, David sat in the car and he went down every single clue and he says, most of the clues fit, Mom.
Wow. Okay. On day number three, the first clue was, stay out of the race to get near this place.
Okay. The only thing we thought of was the racetrack at the rodeo grounds. So we didn't stick near that racetrack.
Okay.
That's what we took it as.
We went before the racetrack.
Okay, and of course, we were really making reference to the place across the street, which is the cemetery.
Cemetery, yes.
Okay, this one might have caught you. Number two was, walk softly, don't kick, and watch for the big stick.
In the corner of the field, there were lots of big, huge sticks, so we picked up every stick there and looked under all the things that we could find. But
broadcast lingo for a tower is a big stick.
That's neat. But anyway, you did have to walk softly because since it was out in the open under the tiny bush, you could have kicked it or smashed it or stepped on it.
Okay. Number three was, you'll wind around along the ground.
And that, David pointed out as we started up towards the rodeo grounds, that we were winding on this road.
We were winding around the bushes, too, when we were hunting for it.
A ton and a half is a bunch. If you see me, follow your hunch.
Well, that on the box it says, what was it? Oh, yeah, the hand jack. The capacity is 1.5 ton.
Did you see any of that writing when you first saw the box?
Yes.
What did you think about that time?
Well, we just saw the label at first, and my mom saw the box, and she screamed and said, "There's a box!
A box that looks like mail! There's a box!"
Okay. Now, did you catch this? My home may be hard to find, but it is one of a kind.
That
was a bonus clue on
there. Okay, now clue sheet number 3, we had just the 6 clues. We went to 2 different places before we went up to the racetrack, and the Chevron didn't have it, and the Chelan food store didn't have it.
They were out.
I guess so.
Oh, okay.
We thought that they weren't handed out yet.
We didn't know why they didn't.
You might have been there really early, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 4, that was yesterday's clues. Stop and take a listen, but don't look for my glisten.
Well, we took a listen in that corner to hear the whistling, and it wasn't shining or anything because it was in the box.
Okay, look for me and Jack. It takes a special knack.
Well, it took a special knack because the Jack was on the box.
Okay, I'm laying on the top with an empty can of pop. Now, I've told you about that can of pop so many times, you had to know.
Yeah.
I'm stuffed inside a box. I'm not under any rocks. I even told you more. My home's near something tall. I hope it doesn't fall.
Oh, when I saw that radio tower, I was almost sure that was it, that antenna thing.
Plus, Karen was there with us, and Karen says, "Mommy, that looks like it's going to fall."
Okay. And number 6, which I don't think you did catch, but it was, "Please leave alone the babies. That don't mean maybes." That was a reference to the sign which said, "Don't pick the flowers."
Oh, yeah.
The flowers are the reference to the baby breath, which some people do harvest and then market. So that's what that meant. Okay? Well, congratulations. Tell us about your failures. Did you have any funny things happen while you were out hunting?
Funny things. Funny things. Well, different things led us to different places. We saw a blue mailbox with an airplane on it, and it had teeth and eyes, and we thought possibly that could be the hawk. That was funny because it had nothing to do with the clues, but we thought it did. We got scratched. We got very, very tired.
How much time did you spend looking?
Oh, about 4 hours, I guess, total.
How much gas did you consume?
Half tank at least. But I have a little Toyota, so that takes me a long way.
I noticed you have a lot of scratching here on paper. It must be as though you're out driving around writing down the clues as you heard them.
We wrote down all the clues as we heard them. We looked up many, many words like hawk and jack and clone. Several words in the dictionary. We wrote down all of the definitions in case something struck our minds as being matching to the clues.
What are you going to do with the money?
I haven't decided. David knows.
Well, I think I'm going to get a new bike, but I'm not sure.
Well, congratulations. Once again, the golden egg has been found. It was found up Union Valley at the north end of Bradley, just across from the Chelan Cemetery, in a field in which located is the KOZI transmitter and tower assembly. It was in a box about 8 inches tall and about 4 inches square, 5 inches square. It was a box that contained originally contained a hydraulic jack, a small automobile-type hydraulic jack. It was stuffed in a box. We used the same egg from the time before, so we just stuck it back inside its nylon stocking, stuffed a can of tab down in there and some other paraphernalia and a bunch of old wasted tape and just laid it on the ground out there. And it's amazing. It's amazing where we've seen people looking. That's what's really amazing. We've seen people looking all over the place. But
there are some people looking in the field just on the road, but they didn't actually come inside. They just looked next to the road.
Was anyone around when you found it?
There was a man across the street mowing the grass in the cemetery, and I didn't know I was being so loud. I thought I was being quiet and nice and neat, but I was screaming, according to my son.
Okay, well, congratulations. The finders are Sandy and David Robinson from Manson, and $250 richer today. Congratulations. Steve?